lived a woman named Dolly Cole. She said to be seen at night in the woods, dressed in white, just another Rhode Island ghost. Poor Nellie Vaughn, no grass grows by her gravestone, where she's waiting and watching for you.
Loft. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. This is Frank Y on the mic. You're listening to The Loft. Dill Kidd is in the studio as usual, and we have a great show for you this evening. We might take it a little different way, just because we do have some listeners tuned in from an event, so we want to play some nice dance music here for them. So do hope you enjoy the show. We'll probably do the Dill Query at the half-hour mark, as usual. So stay tuned for that. And do hope you enjoy the music and the good vibes. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. And now we're going to have a quick message from the station in the loft, courtesy of Dill Kid. Dill, why don't you take it away for our listeners?
Just a quick fact for the listeners tonight. A texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Back to you, Frank.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Dylan. Another food for thought there. So we'll continue now with one by Smoked Beat entitled Dylan, actually. This is off of their album from 2014 entitled Rough Graft from the Millennium Jazz album. The one before that we had was Amanha from the Jazz Jousters. That was off of their 2018 album entitled The Jazz Jousters Session 1. After this one, we're going to go to one by Cubicolor entitled Points Beyond. Then after that, we're going to transition into one by Ben Bomer entitled Soul Line. Thanks for tuning into The Loft this evening and listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. you hear the music, you know what time it is. It's about time for the Dill Query. We're nearing the half-hour mark, about to be there. Dylan, great to have you here this evening. Are you ready for your query?
I'm definitely ready. Ready for a challenge.
Excellent. This week is going to be pretty challenging because we're doing some Jeopardy questions that James Holzhauer missed in Jeopardy.
Yikes.
Yeah. So that guy's pretty good at Jeopardy. So it should be interesting when we get here. All right. So this first question is a 2016 interview with this Batman actor found him looking sad. The internet then made him the meme we deserve. That's the clue. The category was "Don't Tread on Meme" for 400. And just to give you a little bit of a hint, Holzhauer's answer was, "Who is Christian Bale?"
And
so
that was wrong.
Right?
So these are not multiple choice.
No, these are not.
Okay.
It's tough. But, you know, he's a Batman actor. And,
it was
made into a meme, apparently.
The only other one that pops into my head, I'm going to say Michael Keaton.
Oh, that's a good one. I liked Michael Keaton as Batman. But that is unfortunately not the correct answer. The correct answer is, who is Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck. Oh, he played Batman.
Yeah, me too. He didn't he play it in Superman vs. Batman or
something
like that?
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw that.
I never saw that.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't really know, but apparently that's the right answer, so okay.
All right, me and James are 0 for 1.
Exactly. This next question is a little bit more difficult. I actually know the correct answer just because I did a little tour in Switzerland with a jazz group. So the question is, at the Montreux Jazz Festival, you might see smoke on the water of this Swiss lake's shoreline.
Oh,
I think I've told you this before too. I've definitely told you.
Yeah, I think I do know this one.
Right.
I think it's Lake Geneva.
Exactly, right on the button.
Wow.
What is Lake Geneva?
James missed that one?
James missed it. He said, what is Lucerne? Lucerne. I've never heard of that lake. So
yeah, he definitely made it up.
He made it. I don't think he made it up, but all right, so this question is a little bit of history, going back into the textbooks. The last question is, on July 21st, 1861, the Union attacked the Confederates near a stone bridge crossing this creek in the First Battle of It.
Okay.
Holzhauer's answer was, what is Manassas? This is, I'll give you a little bit of a hint, it's the First Battle of blank.
Throwing it back to high school with this one.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough one here.
Definitely heard it somewhere along the line. A creek.
You can take some deliberation time if you want.
Yeah, I'll take a brief, like 20 second.
Brief 20 second deliberation. So after some deliberation, Dylan's coming back and not very confident with the answer, but he has one nonetheless. So Dill, what is your final answer for this question?
Yeah, this is a tough one. So this is probably a shot in the dark, but I think I've heard of this creek before. So I'm going to say the Battle of Fox Creek.
That is incorrect. But it was close. Think I'm not really sure. The correct answer is, what is the First Battle of Bull Run?
I actually have heard that.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure I would have given that as the answer.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I'm not very familiar with Civil War battles. So, but yeah, nonetheless, very tough tough query today, but you did a really good job. You got 1 out of 3 correct. Thanks for playing, Dylan.
Yeah, no problem. One better than James.
Exactly, and that's all we can ask for. This man's been winning millions of dollars. Who knows, maybe you can hop on Jeopardy and win a couple.
One day.
Cold bucks. So that concludes the query for today, but we're going to move on with one after this from Knox Van, entitled Brainwasher. You're listening to The Loft here on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio.
Mr. DJ, put a record on. I wanna dance with my baby. And when the music starts, I never wanna stop. It's gonna drive me crazy.
You're listening to The Loft this evening. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. Hope you enjoyed the show. And all you out there at the event, thank you for tuning in and dancing along. This song is one by Eagles and Butterflies, entitled Can't Stop. You can find the real-time playlist online at WMFO.org under schedule and go to The Loft at 6 p.m. You can check out the archive. You can check out the playlist that is going up again in real time. Next week won't be here because of Thanksgiving, but we'll catch you for the week after in the first week of December. Hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving and enjoys the family, friends, and food and all there is to offer about that great holiday. So again, this is The Loft, Frank Wise signing off for this evening. Eagles and Butterflies with Can't Stop. Thanks for tuning into The Loft this evening, 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio.